Good morning, everyone. You know, there's a lot of talk around manifestation, and we cover a lot of the science behind it on this channel. But today, I want to come at it from a slightly different angle. Because whether you want to manifest a thriving business, a deep loving relationship, a healing, or more money than you can imagine, there's a specific formula that we talk about in Creating Through Energy. You know, my friend Jing, who's in this group, had been trying to manifest a property for her coffee shop for years. And I remember her coming to me and asking, "Ramon, how can I manifest the right place?" You know, she'd put in bids on all kinds of places, but none of them were quite right. You know, they'd only have outdoor seating or not enough parking, or, you know, they weren't in a great location, or the deal would fall through. And even though Jing is always super happy, positive, and vibrant, you could tell that this was stressing her out. And that's just it. By the way, she did actually just recently manifest this place. And it's amazing when this comes together. And she's been working at this stuff for a while now. But stress is the fastest way to ensure that your manifestation will take a boatload of time to come to you. And here's why that happens, and then we'll cover how to conquer stress. So when we're under stress, our body gets knocked out of balance. And as our body produces the stress hormones of cortisol and adrenaline, it's preparing the body to run fight or hide. Because when we were cavemen and cavewomen, if we needed to take on a saber-toothed tiger or run from a T-Rex, well, we needed to mobilize a whole bunch of energy in the body to do that. Now, thankfully, we're not being hunted by tigers and T-Rexes anymore, but we do have Barbara from accounting telling us our business is in bad shape. We got doctors telling us our triglycerides are high. And we have spouses that are upset because we weren't listening to them. I don't know, she said something, I wasn't really paying attention. And a bunch of other stressors, right? So now when we're under stress, we become hypervigilant. We start scanning our environment for any real or perceived threat. We imagine the worst case scenario so that we can be ready if we come under attack. And as we do that, each one of those threats is mapped neurologically in the brain. And as we scan our environment, we shift our focus from one problem to another, the brain starts firing really incoherently. It's like a lightning storm in the clouds with all these networks. And as Dr. Joe says, when your brain is incoherent, you're incoherent. And as you think those stressful thoughts, you experience the emotion of stress, frustration, panic, overwhelm, and depression. And those emotions signal the body to produce the hormones of stress in your adrenals. And those hormones actually signal your genes to change your DNA. And you downregulate the genes for health, vitality, and strength. And you upregulate the genes for disease. And in this process, the heart begins to beat very arrhythmically. It's beating against a closed system. So it's like you're stepping on the gas and the brake at the same time. Well, what a great uplifting message, Ramon. Thank you. Now, it gets better. Now, remember, the atom is 99.999% energy. You're made of atoms, and therefore you're energy. Subatomic particles like electrons are either matter or energy. And when you place your attention on the materials of your body, which is a natural thing to do when you're under stress because you don't want to die, you become more matter and less energy. You're placing your attention on the 0.000001% of possibility. And your vital life force, the measurable electromagnetic field around your body, begins to diminish. Because again, you're pumping out that cocktail full of stress hormones, and that takes energy to do. Your body needs that energy to do that. Now that energy that was previously being used to go into rest and repair is being siphoned off, and now you're more matter and less energy. Now, in order to create from energy, you need energy, but you need coherent energy. You need a coherent brain and a coherent heart. You need to be relaxed in the heart and awake in the brain. You need a clear vision, and you need to marry that vision with a strong, powerful, elevated emotion like gratitude, love, inspiration, and joy. Now, those feelings don't typically come up when we're under stress. So what we got to do is to be able to turn down the volume of the stress hormones. And here's how you can do that. The first thing in the morning before your feet hit the floor, before you open up that cell phone, and by the way, Raquel and I just bought a clock so that we don't have to use our phone to wake up anymore. Before you do that, give yourself three reasons to feel grateful. You know, it could be that you're alive. I mean, if you really ponder what it takes for you to be alive and all of the things that have to happen and where you came from, that's pretty darn amazing. It could be that you have a beautiful family. It could be that you're doing something fun that day. It could be that you're in amazing shape. It could be that you're helping a lot of people. It could be anything. The second thing is spend a little bit of time placing your attention on your body. We'll be doing some guided meditations on this, but basically, if you combine a clear vision with elevated emotions, then you can have an effect on matter, and that's been proven scientifically. So placing your attention on your body with the intention to bring harmony, balance, peace, love, and joy into your body, creating that vision of perfect health, vitality, and emotional stability, and experiencing those emotions will change your body and it'll change your energy. And give thanks throughout the day for everything you can, because when you're in a state of gratitude, it's impossible to want anything because you feel like you already have it. You know, when you're feeling grateful, you're not thinking, man, they ripped me off with that slice of pizza. You're just happy that you got a slice of pizza or a slice of or a salad if you're Marla. It's impossible to feel stressed because you're feeling whole. And guys, I want to give my thanks to you for listening to this today. Really is one of my greatest passions to get to share this information with you and to have some effect on the evolution of our species, of our consciousness, through science, through some of these esoteric disciplines, and through some good old common sense. And I'd like to know, you know, what you learned from today. And if you know anyone that can benefit from this message, feel free to share it with them. If you're watching this on YouTube, feel free to subscribe. And if you'd like to join our WhatsApp group, there's a link in that description down below. I love you guys. Have an amazing weekend. Talk to you soon.